From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is a big week for high school football players around the country. Tomorrow, the athletes will officially sign on with the universities of their choice. This year's recruiting season has been marred by a scandal in Colorado, in which the school is accused of luring players with the promise of easy sex and lots of parties. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
In 2001, former University of Colorado student Lisa Simpson says she was raped by two football players at an off-campus party. The players were never charged. The local prosecutor says she wanted to press charges, but there wasn't enough evidence. So Simpson turned around and filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the school. Simpson's attorney called that local DA as a witness. The prosecutor testified the school ignored her warnings about sexual assaults at the hands of football players. And she said she believes the school actually used the promise of sex to recruit athletes. That accusation spurred a strong reaction from University of Colorado President Elizabeth Hoffman.
As a woman and the president of this four-campus university, that I am deeply offended that anyone would suggest that we have not been investigating this incident thoroughly and completely, and that anyone would suggest that the University of Colorado would use sex to recruit athletes.
Hoffman announced she's forming an investigative panel, but critics say she should have done that a long time ago.
As a woman, she should be offended that she didn't stick up for the female students at that university.
Kathy Redmond heads the group National Coalition Against Violent Athletes. Redmond says she was raped by football players at the University of Nebraska in 1997. She says universities all over the country pair recruits with current football players who are known as partiers and instruct them to show the high school prospect a good time. She says parties are organized, attractive young women are invited, and sometimes those women get hurt. Redmond says it's all part of the marketing of the school to athletes during recruiting season.
This is the preferential treatment you get, the star treatment you get by being an athlete here. And the school that does the best of that is in, you know, the running to get this scholarship player.
We do not promote that. That is not part of what our visits are about.
David Hansberg, who oversees Colorado's football recruiting program, says critics like Redmond are relying on outdated stereotypes. He acknowledges that current players are given money to entertain the recruits, up to $30 a night, but Hansberg says the money comes with strict instructions that it can't be used for alcohol, drugs, or anything illegal. And he says the university also has a 1 a.m. curfew.
We are probably the most strict recruiting program in the country right now.
Hansberg says recruits who violate the rules and are caught risk losing their scholarships. Player hosts who get recruits in trouble face penalties that could include being kicked off the team. Colorado football coach Gary Barnett says the university does what it can to prevent problems, but acknowledges that he can't control players or recruits once they leave the campus. And whether in athletics or not, many problems are linked to a single factor.
Almost every issue that I've dealt with as a college football coach that's been a disciplinary issue always surrounds alcohol.
And while the University of Colorado conducts its own investigation, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, is expected to examine the issue on a broader basis this spring. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.